Ovis per gimel mishnah aleph. Akavya ben malal al imer. The teichin of this mishnah is going to be one of the most famous musorim that a yid carries with him every time we go to a loyalenu to a levaya. They say it so. They say it out loud, prominently. Beserus istaku b'shloish advarim v'chule. It's a musa that has to accompany a person from his first day till his last day in this world. But first, let's shtelzach on the akavya ben malal al imer from the fact that he's mentioned without a title. Akavi Memalal Lomu, we see that he's from the Doiros before names were mentioned, which the Gemara refers to as Godol Merabon, greater than the title Rebbe or Rabon, is Shmoy, is his name itself. Hillel and Shammai and the Zugos that preceded them don't have names. It's only from the beginning of the Tkufa after that, when there was a Miuta Doiros, that there's names. Akavi Memalal in the Meforshei HaMishnah bring him as Mibnei Doire of Shmaya Vavtalya. In fact, the Gemara says, famously, that Shmaya Vavtalya, that door, maybe as a successor to Shmaya Vavtalya, there was a Shaila who should be considered as the Av Bezdin, Pashtus, the position that was held by Shammai, and the natural choice, the greatest of the door, was Ankava Memalal. And the Mishnah says in Bechoyrois, and it's a Mishnah in Idyas that we just learned, that Akavi b'malal lo nidal olav, the dlosos of the Azor, when all of Klal Yisrael was there by the Korban Pesach, al misha yigodl b'chochma b'yiras chet k'me Akavi b'malal. So he was hands down the Godol Ador. And he wasn't chosen for this position. Why? Because he had certain halachas that he felt his service was more reliable than that which was in the Skabel, and he refused to bend. And because of that, he couldn't be the Rosh of the Sanhedrin. So we have an example of somebody who was the Godol Hador and the Godol Shebgdoy Le'atanoim, and yet he's not part of the regular Shalshelas Hamisoira of the Zugoy, Shmaya, Avtalion, Hillel, and Shammai, and thereafter, Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Lezer, Beshua, and so on. He's not part of that. But on a personal level, he's Godol Shebgdoy Le'atanoim. And it could very well believe, I believe this is the pshat, why he's over here in the beginning of the Perek. The ones that I mentioned in the beginning of the Perek, we spoke about this in the beginning of Perek Beis, Rebbe Oimer, is because Rebbe is a parallel, Ayin Shom, what we were masbet to Moshe Rabbeinu. Akavi ben Malal stands as a parallel in the sense that the greatness of the Tanoim really is on two fronts. One of them, on a personal level, each one of these Heiliger Tanoim, Tamiroim, it doesn't make a difference, Rishonim also, Goyim, Rishonim, were great in and of themselves. They were great Be'ir HaShemayim, they were great in Midos, and primarily they were great in Gadlus and Yediyas HaTorah and Oimek Yediyas HaTorah. However, the Mishnayis bring the Tanoim that are related to a certain pattern, a certain Shalshelis, through history of Mesirah HaTorah. So, L'moshe, we mentioned that the Tanner of Nosson, who was considered big enough when he came from Bavel, Rav Nosson HaBavli, in the door of Rav Meir, Rav Shimon, the other great Talmidim and Rav Akiva, to be appointed Av Bezdin. He's not in the Mishnayos because he wasn't involved in clarifying in that door, which was the end of the Tkuvas HaTanoim, the Shmois of the earlier Tanoim. So he's not mentioned in conjunction with that Avoida of the Mesirus HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael, in the wording of the Mishnayos, but he was, hands down, he was a Godol Shev G'daylim. And even on an official level, he was the Av Bezdin. He's still not mentioned, barely, kimat not, in Mishnayos. Here we have Akavi B'Malal, who's not part of the chain of, he's not the Av Bezdin, he's not the Nosi, he's not mentioned barely in Mishnayos, he's only mentioned for those halachas which he differed with the other Chachamim. He's mentioned over here in order to highlight that primarily the Gadlus of the Tanoim was not only their public role in being the Rebbe of the Dor, and being the Godol of Mesirus HaDor, and being the one who was entrusted with giving over Torah to the next Dor, but their personal Gadlus. And that's Akavi B'Malal, to the point where he was willing, Laman Bakosha So'emes, to forego being a role in that process. And that's why, when we hear Musa from Akavi B'Malal, his Oimer is saying something that has absolutely nothing to do with a public role, and it has nothing to do with giving over to her. This is a personal perspective, and this perspective is going to talk about a person's benoy benatzmoy. What fuels him, what should drive him in his bakasha so emes in his personal life. That's very much at the akavi b'mal. That's his hu hoyomer. His stakel b'shloish dvarim. Look at three things, but not only look. Be mistakel. It means not only to see. It means to be mizboinin, to internalize and to live with it. Be'iat aboli de'averu. Da, again, the word da means not only to know, means to connect. Vayeda adam zchave ishto is a lotion of connection. Da me'ayin boso, ulon ato hoylech, lefnemi ato osu litin din v'cheshmin. The Mishnah is interesting, and the Mefarshim have a lot of arichus. The Mishnah first tells you the three things to look at, and then the Mishnah is mefarat. Why doesn't the Mishnah put it together? There's a perspective of the background of a person, there's a perspective on the future of the person, and there's a perspective of the totality of one's life's mission. Every single person that walks the face of this earth comes from no place. Comes. If tipa srucha is a hard picture to imagine, imagine a one-day-old baby. It's a little bit easier to see, but none of us should be very proud of our origins because we come from nothing. The way he comes across in this world, Lamaisa, is around 70, 80, 90 years, and after that, it all falls apart, it disintegrates. You go to an old age home, you see people over there that were once smart and beautiful and capable and talented, and now they're sitting in wheelchairs, they've lost their ability to function intelligently. Should be very humbling. Ultimately, they put a person in the ground, Mokim Ofer Rivo V'Teleah. Lifnei mi ata osu litin din v'cheshbin, lifnei melech, malchei amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means even though the body of a person disintegrates, but a person lives on. That's not the atzmius of a person. The atzmius of a person is his neshama, his nefesh, which does stand in front of the Rabban Shem. Rabbi Sol Salanter warns in Or Yisrael against a person who could think, look, I know I believe in Tzchav HaNish, but Tzchav HaNish has nothing to do with me now. It's my neshama. It's my inner core that's going to stand in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom and have to undergo whatever it undergoes. I don't really feel that. So today, I am who I am. So Salanta says, no. The body of a person that falls apart is not the Atzmius Adam. Right? V'haraya. A person's emotional experiences are a lot stronger than his physical experiences. You can walk around for a week in excruciating pain, you're still functioning. But a person who's in excruciating emotional pain can't function. Why? Because that's more the core of what a person, of who a person is his emotional world and his physical world. The emotional world of a person is referred to as the nefesh. The ruach is already higher. The ruach is already connected to the neshama. The neshama is the source of chiyus, the chelik that's connected to the chelik alikamimal the kisei akovik. The nefesh of a person, which is really a spiritual component, that will. And that's a person's awareness, consciousness, emotional world, that will be also litin din v'cheshbin. Because also Salanter says, the pleasures that you feel in this world emotionally are going to be so overshadowed by the overwhelming busha and pain and loss and bereavement at having not used this world properly in the next world. That's also Salanter's perspective. And that's over here. Lefnei mi ata also litin din v'cheshbin, lefnei melech malchi amlochim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu.